Today, we offer a mix of analysis and inspiration. A new Board of Peace aims to help determine no less than the future of Gaza. ICE detentions continue to be challenged in court in Minnesota. India hosts an international conference on artificial intelligence. Humanity shines through in the margins of another story. Contributor Arundhati Nath tells the story of Bipin Dani. Mr. Dani quit a well-paying job in Singapore to volunteer as a teacher in India. Over the past 8 years, his school has repeatedly been ravaged by monsoons and flooding. Each time, Mr. Dani, seeing a cause bigger than himself, has joined with the community. Each time together, they have set about to rebuild. It's Thursday, February 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Mayor Zoran Mamdani threatened to raise property taxes in New York City by nearly 10% unless Governor Kathy Hochul provides more funding. Governor Hochul, a Democrat facing re-election, has rejected tax increases, while Mr. Mamdani works to raise revenue for his $127 billion progressive spending plan released on Tuesday. He called it a drastic measure he would be forced to take despite criticism from the real estate industry and some city council members. The Vatican declined to join the Gaza Board of Peace, which President Donald Trump created to oversee reconstruction and governance after October's ceasefire. The president later said the board might address other global conflicts as well. Officials within the Holy See said the responsibility should remain with the United Nations. The decision follows concerns from some countries about the board's role and structure, even as others plan to attend its initial meeting as observers. Also, a London artificial intelligence company is seeking $1 billion in what would be the largest first round of funding raised by a European startup. AI researcher David Silver founded Ineffable Intelligence after leaving Google DeepMind last year, aiming to develop superhuman intelligence. Big tech companies are among those considering investment, the Financial Times reports. Investors are increasingly bankrolling prominent researchers who leave big AI companies for experimental projects. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump's Board of Peace is convening amid doubts about this approach to diplomacy. Muslim and Arab countries, hoping to influence Gaza's path forward, have signed on. Western democracies, wary of further weakening international institutions, are staying away. Howard LaFranchi reports from Washington for The Monitor. Refugees in Minnesota are challenging the Trump administration over its arrest and detention tactics. The case features an unprecedented legal argument that could reshape federal-local immigration cooperation. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. As U.S. governors convene in Washington this week, many Democrats among them will be in the spotlight as top contenders for their party's 2028 presidential nomination. One reason? They found ways to fight back against the Trump administration. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. Artificial intelligence is transforming economies around the world, but India, hosting the Global South's first major AI summit, wants to shape the AI era, not just service it. Contributor Akash Hassan reports from Delhi for The Monitor. The Hummingbird School is named after an inspiring story that Wangari Natai, the late Kenyan environmentalist, often told about a hummingbird's courage during a forest fire. When so many households came to help in building the school, the school's founder says, it really felt like little hummingbirds had come together. Contributor Arundhati Nath reports from Coolamuwa, India, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on who holds Trump accountable for Gaza's future. The first question to ask about Thursday's inaugural meeting of President Donald Trump's Board of Peace is this: how will this new international body, initially set up to govern post-war Gaza, be held accountable? The answer, still a work in process, could possibly help define a new era of integrity and trust in how humanity cooperates in working on shared problems, from the need for a Palestinian state to climate change. The Trump-designed board, whose 26 members are largely Arab and Muslim countries and include Israel, was heartily endorsed by the United Nations Security Council in November. Yet the exact responsibilities of the UN itself remain vague and ambiguous. In addition, the war-weary people of a divided Gaza have little or no say over the board's decisions. And Mr. Trump has near absolute power. He holds permanent chairmanship and even hints at expanding the board's role to other conflicts. If Mr. Trump will be answerable to anyone for the board's actions, it would be American voters. Come the midterm elections in November, a return to violence or a successful start to a peaceful Gaza might help determine if Republicans keep control of Congress. After all, Mr. Trump won the 2024 presidential election in part by campaigning on the shambolic withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan by the Biden-Harris administration in 2021. Mr. Trump has shifted U.S. foreign policy away from relying on the UN and many other global institutions to focus on building coalitions of countries to solve problems, often with a great deal of deal-making. One reason? The decades-old global bodies have lately failed or been tainted in much of their work, yet, because of their diffuse authority, have not been forced to make major reforms. A recent survey of 447 foreign policy experts from 72 countries found 71% believe that the UN will become less influential in the coming decade. A new model of state-centric alliances might be replacing the international system that was set up by the United States after World War II. A state-anchored approach recognizes that it is states, not global institutions, that are directly accountable to citizens, wrote Nadia Shadlow, a senior fellow at Hudson Institute, in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs. Beneath Mr. Trump's theatrics, she added, lies a coherent claim that only states create, experience, and solve problems. In democracies, governments face political consequences when they fail, a chain of accountability weakened when authority is delegated to international organizations. Whether this Trumpian version of a new world order will prevail, let alone succeed, is now playing out in Gaza. If the new board can create a Gaza where the government is answerable to the values and interests of the people, it will depend on the board itself, especially its chairman, knowing it will be held accountable by citizens of its member countries. Trust and integrity in society start with the ability of people to ensure responsibility in their leaders. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, in any conflict, big or small, we can turn to God as mind and rely on His wisdom to guide everyone. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Tim Malone, and Victoria Huffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.